This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States waged military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. Thursday's strikes marked the first time President Joe Biden authorized an attack since taking office last month. The Pentagon said the attacks were a retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the efficacy and safety of the one-shot COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available here in the United States. It was about 66% effective against infections that caused from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Protests against the military coup resumed Friday across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces and from pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. Violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested back on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday the threats suggest extremists could target the building during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the Capitol. About 5,000 troops remain on duty there since Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, vandalizing the building, injuring officers. Five people died in that violence on January 6, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to the far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. A new Amnesty International report says soldiers from Eritrea systematically killed many hundreds of people in a massacre in late November in the Ethiopian city of Aksum. The report echoes the findings of an Associated Press story last week and cites more than 40 witnesses. The new report on what might be the deadliest massacre in Ethiopia's Tigray conflict describes soldiers gunning down civilians as they fled, lining up men, shooting them in the back, and refusing to allow people to collect and bury the dead. Ethiopia has not commented. Eritrea called the AP story lies. And authorities say a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach with ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar killed himself after being charged with 24 crimes, including forms of human trafficking. And a lawyer for opposition leader Alexei Navalny has said he has been sent to serve his sentence in a prison outside of Moscow. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.